Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
When a winter storm began to toss their vessel, sailors aboard that old ship, hearing the creaking and groaning of the timbers, were afraid the ship would break up. After all, things like that did happen. They were off an island in the midst of the stormy Mediterranean. It really looked grim. A doctor on board wrote the log of the voyage. Hope of our being saved, he wrote, was gradually abandoned. At midnight, they were about to be driven on the rocks when Luke, the physician, wrote, "We cast 4 anchors out of the ship and wished for day." In life, we too sometimes find ourselves in the despair that Luke and the Apostle Paul were in, confronted with threatening grave situations. They cast 4 anchors that brought them safely through the storm. And accordingly, there are 4 anchors that can hold you steady amidst the storm that confronts you. Those anchors become guidelines for living. The first anchor that will strengthen you in the storm is the anchor of God's Word, the Bible. This book is something like a chart that depicts the unknown, sometimes the unknown charted sea of your life. It tells you your destination can be the haven of rest, and that Christ will be a lighthouse that will direct you safely to the haven you're looking for. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Now, contrary to what we would like to think, everyone who sails the sea of life doesn't end up in the haven of rest described as heaven by the Bible. Scores of people are shipwrecked and their souls are lost in the voyage. The second anchor that can give you stability is faith in Jesus Christ. The Bible says that faith in Him is an anchor of your soul that is sure and steadfast. In the language of the sea, when a person walks with Christ, He stands beside him and walks with him or her in the storm. It's when we turn the helm over to Him and let Him take over and give us direction and guidance, you can rest peacefully, knowing that He will see you through the dark night. Contrary to what many think, God never promised to give you immediate deliverance from the storm, but He did promise to go with you to be there in the night hour, and to deliver you from the wrath of the troubles which could destroy you. On January 17, 1912, 5 men reached the South Pole. Edward Wilson, an M.D., was one of them. On the return trip of 800 miles, 1 man collapsed and died more than halfway back. 1 more went out and gallantly met death on the ice. The other 3 kept on until they were 11 miles from safety, and there they perished. Later, their bodies and diaries were recovered. Edward Wilson had written in his diary, "So I live, knowing that I am in God's hands to be used to bring others to Him. We must do what we can and leave the rest to Him. My trust is in God," he wrote, "so that it matters not what I do or where I go." That was a man whose faith was a powerful anchor. Now, the third anchor is that of prayer. It's a powerful anchor, and it should always be used, not just when you're in trouble. Learn that prayer can be a strength, a help, not just to keep you from going on the rocks, but to open the door to the blessing and presence of God. Finally, there is the anchor of providence. Sometimes God allows the winds to blow, so you realize your need of Him. Friend, cast out 4 anchors and ride out that storm. Someday you'll be glad you did.
You've just heard Dr. Harold Sala with Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living. If you would like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our e-commentary, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. That's info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.